Yes, and it looks very familiar because it's the exact same one as last time. So what happened was, we had a hearing for Mr. Ferguson, but nobody showed up for the hearing. So it got postponed. Mr. Ferguson came back in and submitted the exact same thing over again, and we're going to hear it this month. So I can read it for you if you so desire. It is exactly the same.
Everybody's read it last time, right?
You didn't have any comments last time. Everything's the same. Okay, then we're good. All right.
Comprehensive plan discussion.
Comprehensive plan discussion. All right, so Chad is obviously not here. He sent an email yesterday. So let me read that to you. The long and the short of it is that his draft is not ready. He doesn't anticipate it to be ready until the new year. So let me just read exactly what he said. I was hoping not to have to do this, but I want to be totally transparent with you. We have had some staffing turnover, and because of that, I have been forced to take on the management of an additional handful of projects. I have not been able to devote the time I had allotted to Garrett County during this time, but I see the light at the end of the tunnel. Because of this additional management requirement, I don't see a very high likelihood that we will finish by the end of the calendar year. This is by no means an excuse, and the blame lies on us, so I fully understand if you have concerns. I can say that I will do whatever I can to make sure this moves forward from here on out with proper focus and effort that it deserves. So I spoke with him today, and he assures me that we will once again be bumped to the top of the list here, and he will get it worked on, from my perspective, after having settled into it for a day since I got it yesterday. We have no deadlines from the state, so it's not optimal, obviously, but we're not under any deadline. We are beginning this signed chapter review, so it gives you a little bit of breathing room for the holidays, and we should have a draft then in
my January. Question is, do you have a warm and fuzzy feeling that they're going to complete it?
At this point, all I can be is hopeful. And after talking to him today, he assures me he's now the number one priority, but...
I mean, I have the concern that the presentation that they give sometimes here, you know, or for lack of a better term, not very descriptive. Mm-hmm. And they're going with some of the information together that they're in public hearings, and I think you just chronologize it. I don't really haven't heard any recommendations or, you know, right. Stuff like that. I know it's not part of it, but usually mm-hmm. I just have a concern that I don't want to drag them until July or August either. You know, I mean, do we have any contracts? Can we hold them to anything?
What we can do is, one of my concerns is I haven't been as hands-on to what they're doing over there, and I haven't really seen a whole lot. So we could ask that every time they get a page done, they send it, so we review it as they write it. Instead of waiting until they get a chapter done and then giving it to us.
We really haven't been presented anything other than the facts that we have from our public hearing. So what Debbie's suggesting is that every time they have something forwarded to us, we can be reviewing it, so we're not going to bring a big stack of paper and all one review to one meeting or whatever. I think that's a good idea. You think, Liz, that's a...
I do. I think it lets us know and gives us some security that they're actually working on the project and not... You know,
going to
push it.
I mean, I would definitely send a letter voicing the concern, and I'm sure all the members would agree that, you know, we don't want this thing dragging on for the next year, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not overly impressed either.
What's that?
I never said anything before, but I'm not overly impressed.
Well, I think what concerns me is that, I mean, I've been to, three public hearings? I've been to two out of three.
We had four open houses.
Four, so I've been to three out of four. I think a couple people been there. I think Tim was there. I think you went to one of them. Liz was the one of them, but
I've been to two or three.
What worries me is that, again, they're from West Virginia. We vetted them, you know what I mean? So we know what they are. But I just feel like they don't have the interest in giving us any they seem kind of dry, but I mean, I guess that's a good way of saying it. The information we're giving them is, we've given them all the information, but they haven't put it back to us in any kind of format that I'm impressed with right now, I guess is what I'm.
Yeah, we're just kind of going through the motions, and how I see it, it looks like they're just going to take last year's comprehensive plan and go.
And Debbie and I talked about this at the public hearing one night about it. I was concerned about having to sub out to the other group to do, you know, certain things, which is, that's all part of business, but, you know, I know they're a small company and probably pretty good size. If they had two other projects, they were probably overwhelmed. I know that.
Well, it's more of a national company with satellite offices. It's just, you know, I don't know the specifics of their staffing issues, but I imagine things got pushed to their office that weren't there before.
But I think you need to send them a nice kick in the butt letter saying, you know, hey, we appreciate your leading us, letting us know, but our expectations are a little higher than, you know, mm-hmm. which at some point we're probably going to put some kind of deadline on that thing.
Right.
I mean, I'm not sure we can by contract, but.
Yeah, well, they're technically, the contract's up in December, which was part of the conversation right. I had with him today, that you're obviously going to go past it. We won't be charged past right. it. And he said, absolutely not.
Well, some of us were involved with the last one. Clive was here at every meeting and giving us some stuff. It's a different structure and different methods, and so this is a different approach, but it seems like all that's following the same way. So.
Yeah. So I can draft up a letter voicing our concerns, requesting more information in a more timely manner, more consistently, and email it out to you for approval.
If you need me to sign it, I'll be more glad to sign it.
Okie doke. Will do. Anything else on that topic before I move on to the comments section for the? I included two comments. I think you might recall from the last meeting where we said that there were comments on the Facebook page. So I went on the Facebook page and grabbed it, downloaded it, put it in a format that I could put on my website. So, and I included it in your packet. That was the first four pages. And then the next comment was from Earl, the Board of Realtors. And that's in your packet and also on the website. If you have any questions about either of those,
the,
let me know.
The received via Facebook.
Yes.
Is that what you're speaking of?
Yes, that was the first comment.
Is that piecemeal, or is that all one comment? Or is it
that was all from one person on Facebook, and it was just a series of comments.
Okay.
So what I did is I went on, copied, pasted, put it into Word, and made it into one.
Okay.
But it was all from one person, and it was one after another.
Okay.
That's a lot of typing on Facebook.
Yeah.
But it was thorough. I'll give her that. Okay. So I think that's all I have for the comprehensive plan. Any questions? No? Okay. So next on your agenda is the sign committee. I have included in your packet not only a list of the volunteers that we've received over the last month, but also the emails and or letters that they sent with. Also included is a letter from Earl, the Garrett County Board of Realtors. So I'll go over that a little bit with you and remind you that I think at the last meeting you wanted to be around seven people that you ended up with. So my notes on the list of volunteers. You had expressed an interest in having a balance between citizen interest and business interest. And looking straight down, it doesn't seem to be very balanced. Now, of course, I assigned an affiliation to everybody if it was known. So, you know, I acknowledge that perhaps my affiliation that I put them with is not quite right. But under my listing, we have two citizens and the rest are business real estate or business/real estate interests. But there are a couple ways to look at that as well. I mean, if you're a real estate agent, it's not in your best interest to have something that's less than aesthetically pleasing as well. So, I mean, you can look at that. Of course, if you're in tourism, you support businesses, but you also support having an environment that tourists want to come to. So there is some balance inherent to some of those positions as well. Another thing to note, and I'll just go from the top, Billy Weisgerber had requested to be on, and I'll be frank with you because I don't know how else to be, but I would not recommend that somebody from this committee be on that one as well, because it will end up with you, especially if you read the guidance document. I recommend that committee have a chair that comes to you every month to report so that you can have a dialogue and back and forth and you can give your input. So having him both at the initial and at the second reading of the draft is a bit overkill, in my opinion. Second on the list, Amy Zimmerman. You will note from the letter from Earl that she is the one that was officially selected to represent the Board of Realtors. Earl, do you want to say anything on that?
The only thing I would say is that the board believes that all of the realtors who submitted their names or who had their names submitted are qualified and would be assets for the committee. But having said that, as Deb pointed out, the board officially selected Amy Zimmerman to be the board's representative. We think they're all the candidates would be qualified. We wouldn't object to as many realtors as possible to be on the committee. We understand that you can't have everybody who's selected or who's put their name forward. But Amy is our official representative if she is selected by the commission.
Okay. Next on the list is Rob Michael. Now, you'll see in his email that he had requested more information, that he was interested. We have had some near misses on the phone, so I haven't been able to reconnect with him to see if he's still interested. I put him under business interests. Obviously, his business is in Oakland. It is not at the lake. So, you know, be that as it may, I mean, that could be an advantage for not having a personal stake on the business side of things and being more neutral as to the lake things, or you can look at it the other way as, you know, perhaps you want everybody who has some greater connection to the watershed. That would be up to you. Under the chamber representative, that was nothing official. That was a phone conversation with Nicole, so you won't find any piece of paper in here with that. And that came out of when this first was coming about, she was concerned that there wouldn't be any representation from the chamber, and they had initially talked about having their own sign committee if you guys weren't going to have a sign committee. So I had marked them down as having an interest back then, but there might be some overlap with some of the people that are listed here and the chamber, but that could be a phone call to Nicole if you're interested. I would note Julie Mead, I put her down as a real estate affiliation. If you read her email, she doesn't mention real estate at all. She mentions the garden club and beautification and things like that and being a property owner, but so that was a little different. Morgan France is the Deep Creek Property Owners Association representative. And so those are all my notes from your list of volunteers. I think it's time for your discussion to weigh some of this. Again, you had said 7. You can adjust that at will if you need to, but trying to keep in mind having a balanced committee that works well together.
Make a comment. I was kind of expecting somebody from a sign company to kind of let us know what's really out there and available. Are they shied away from it for some reason? Or?
Well, nobody has submitted anything in the guidance document. You will note that I had put in that we will specifically bring into that committee, your sign committee, legal advice and advice from the sign industry. So that we know, how did I put this here? Existing and future technology trends in sign. So that was where I was going to bring them in if they didn't volunteer, and we didn't get any volunteers.
Well, who was the one fellow that came in?
The locksmith.
Yeah, Eric.
Keylock.
Yeah. Meltzer.
Wouldn't he be interested? Matt, or is that?
He didn't submit his name.
Since he's part of the, we gave him.
Might.
He seemed to know more about signs and stuff.
He studied for himself, yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing to note, I did have a thought that perhaps the zoning appeals board would want a representative. I don't know how you feel about it, Bruce. I talked to Bob Browning, he said perhaps. Bob is going to be in Florida though for over the winter months. I think he talked to Bill Ingram about it, but I haven't heard back from them. So that's another thing to consider. They're the ones that if there's a special exception or a variance, they're the ones that end up hearing that case. So their interests should be represented unless, you know, having you on the planning commission is sufficient for that.
I mean, you guys actually should have somebody on there just because the rules and regulations you have to.
I mean, I'm fine with that. If I'm not excluded for the same reason Bill is, I will do it, but it's up to you guys. Unless there's other people on there that, whatever you think. I have no problem doing it if you want me to represent the board of zoning appeals, as long as, like I said, it'd be hard to explain Bill's exclusion and then include me, I would think.
Right. So, and that's why I said, you know, it could be that you are the board's representative here.
Here, yeah, okay. Steve Nagy shows up pretty regular. Who else? Bill can't do it. Bob can't do it. Bob Hoffman shows up pretty regularly to meetings.
That's what I said. I mean, I think we ought to leave one space there for them. Maybe that instead of just pick 7 today, then that'd be the 8th. Mm-hmm. And then if they decide not to do it, then.
Right. Well, technically, Bruce, from your perspective, when you're sitting on this board, you are not representing the Zoning Appeals Board.
Right.
I mean, you are. You, if anything comes up that ends up before you, you have to recuse yourself.
Okay.
When you're sitting on this board.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Didn't hear from the POA or anybody like that. Right?
The POA asked their membership, and Morgan France is representing them.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I missed that.
Yes.
Who were the citizen at?
Citizen applicants were Karen Petrie and Morgan France.
Karen
Petrie. She's on Deep Creek Drive, a neighbor to Monkey Business.
Let me ask you a question. Probably Dave Merle will probably answer your question. When it comes to, I mean, 90% or 80% of the people on the list are Deep Creek oriented people, or zones in the watershed zone. Of the real estate agents that are on there, which one of them are more, I mean, Karen's associated with Deep Creek more than probably, is Amy or more, does she sell outside of, I mean.
I don't know the answer to that question, to be honest with you, in terms of what her market area is. I don't know the answer to that.
You know what I'm getting at is, if you bring, you got three, well, four, well, I got more real estate than that, but I'm saying if you bring all those real estate agents on them, and they're all predominantly listed property in Deep Creek watershed. I don't think I think you need to get outside the watershed with a couple. That's why I like Morgan France, I think it's an automatic choice. If he's volunteered to go with it, I think he automatically goes with it because, you know, he's done both and he's, you know. I'm a little bit concerned about putting, I'm speaking freely, you know, Jim is a scarce on it because he's the one basically accused of the problem, you know what I mean? So I'm not that I don't think you should be able to defend yourself, but
yeah.
I don't want to be contentious either. You know, I know what Jim wants. You want to represent what you right think your rights are. You know what I'm saying? I think that, but I just feel like that's tough. So it keeps narrowing the playing field now. And I'm not sure about Rob. If Rob didn't get back to you any more consistently, I'm not sure he has any interest in it. He might.
If he does, I feel like he would be a good one.
What's that?
I said if Rob has interest in it,
oh, he'd be a good
I
Rob.
Feel like he would be a good one.
I suggest suggesting that Eric from Key Lock, you might want to solicit him. I mean, he's right there. He's the one that has the problem right now. he's amenable to work with it.
But doesn't he have a citation against him that we put on hold? So
no, in his case, it's not a citation. He had a request for a permit that he couldn't get. The feather flags, temporary flags, those were the citations. His was a digital sign that he could not meet the requirements in the ordinance to get a permit at all.
Is there anyone on this list that, you know, got a citation for a feather, for a sign? Or?
Karen's son did.
So by process elimination, you only have pretty well picked their group.
Mm-hmm. actually, Rayleigh Realty did for the feather flags. So that's Billy and Mike.
Yeah, because some of these people that are on this list, and a lot of people probably don't realize that, were on the original license, or, you know, some of the original committees wanted to start the zoning process, and, you know, so they're familiar with the process all the way up. They've been on, they went back when the static zoning was a big issue, so we've had this problem for a long, it's been a problem for a while, that just didn't happen overnight. But I think, I mean, there you, so you'd have Amy, one, Karen, two, Smiley, three, Mike, four, I'm just looking at four, Julie, five, Morgan, six.
Chamber rep.
What's that?
The chamber rep.
Chamber rep, seven, zoning appeals board.
Which Karen are you talking about?
Does that sound, Petri, did I do that right?
Talking about Karen Petrie or Karen Meyer?
You have two Karens there.
I can't speak, I'm just going with, I don't know, does anybody know, represent her as far as?
I mean, I know her from her visits to Zoning Board of Appeals meetings. I don't think she'll have any problem expressing her opinion.
Is she a resident then?
She lives on Dietrich Drive for 30 years.
She's had some recent run-ins with Karen Myers over the monkey business.
Interest in the sign and debate.
I mean, I guess I just look at it like
there could just be some contention.
There's going to be contention regardless.
Right, we can't avoid it altogether.
She's interested in what's going on around her, I know. I don't know personally.
Well, they're just going to come up with ideas. Mm-hmm. It's going to come to our planning commission and the commissioners, right? Problem now, it's going to get through the.
What's that?
I said, when this is all done, they came up with their ideas. It'll come through here and then.
Right.
The commissioners.
We'll review everything and then pass it on.
So it does comes here and then the Deep Creek Zoning Appeals and then the commissioners?
Yeah, here and then commissioners.
Yeah, you go here and then.
Also, it won't go through the. Okay.
No, they'll have to administer any variances in zoning or special exceptions that might be a part of it, but they're not part of this process.
So that's why it'd be a good idea to have somebody from that board on here.
Yeah.
Okay. So I agree. Okay. No, this doesn't make sense. Okay.
So did you?
Let's do it this way. That gave us six, chamber seven, zoning appeals eight, and if the zoning appeals goes out, then we'll put contact. Somebody else on this list. That sound reasonable?
Go through those names again. I have eight. Morgan, zoning appeals rep, Amy.
Amy, Karen Myers.
Karen Myers.
Smiley. Kennedy. Chamber rep, Julie, Morgan. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Well, some of those people you've named some of those people you've named are members of the chamber, aren't they? Mm-hmm. I mean,
most of them are.
Couldn't one of them represent the chamber rather than adding another person?
Are we talking about the chamber or the chamber board?
I don't know.
I mean, I'd like to be offered one person to think about the chamber, somebody like a Sarah Duck or somebody like that.
Bring them in as experts.
Marketing part of it and the experience of that part of that. That's what I was looking at. I wasn't necessarily saying somebody in the chamber itself, but I was looking at one of their staff, whether it be.
Okay.
The Jen Durbin or one of those.
Sarah Duck would be great.
Right.
Yeah.
It has a little bit more. So when you talk to Nicole, explaining to her we're looking at more like one of their staff.
Jen or Sarah.
Right. Then one of the board members.
Okay. Or, so yeah. I've got what you. Well,
mention Rob Michaels too, and should you see if Rob's interested?
Well, Debbie tried to boss with him twice. They played phone tag and then he played.
He's outside.
I sent an email this morning.
He's outside of the.
Right, he's outside the watershed, that's why we said it'd be good.
But the rules are gonna be for in the watershed, but it'd probably be good to have other views.
So if I'm looking at your list correctly and I have to go over it with you, I've got nine.
I'd like to go over, there's who else we put on, I got Amy.
Yeah.
Karen, Smiley, Mike, Chamber, that's five, Julie, six, Morgan, seven, and then the, zoning appeals board, eight.
But you have two on there with citation, you have two on there with citations now, does that matter or not matter?
Okay.
No citation?
Karen, Mike.
Going to add that.
Either have to put both of them on or neither on.
And we already have our real estate representative.
Yeah, Judy.
How many more real estate each, and because they're all gonna have the same perspective.
Yeah, are we having one?
So the point of the committee is to get diverse perspectives.
Well, they may not, and some of them may be, have other people are representing or other interests, like Julie personally. So I don't think you can assume that all people who have the real estate interests would have exactly the same perspective.
I mean, I like that, I like odd numbers because your votes work better.
I think we said seven.
Yeah, you originally said seven.
And I just say we just put eight if the zoning appeal wants on it.
If you add the zoning appeals board member, it would be eight.
It's tough, I mean, like I said, I know all these people and I think, you know, I know that the watershed is the biggest issue with the signing done, and we all sit here and we're not, you know, and it, I just hate to see, I mean, the same reason we talk about Billy, the same reason we talk about Jim. You know, we all know him, we know him well, and he don't wanna upset anybody, it just, also know that if you know your staff isn't any more agenda than what they have.
All right, from what you said to me though, I thought you were at nine.
Still have nine, go ahead and read them all.
Seven, nine, I have Morgan, the zoning appeals board rep, Amy, Karen Myers, Mike Kennedy, a chamber representative being staff, Rob Michaels, Smiley.
You have chamber representative twice then, right?
No, I have a zoning appeals board rep. Yeah.
Okay, and Morgan one.
This is what I wrote.
Morgan one, Billy two, chamber rep three. Mike. Smiley. Oh, you have Rob on there.
Oh, yeah, so you didn't have Rob on there.
I mean, I guess that, yeah, if we haven't heard back from him. I mean, if we're making that decision today, I mean, I'm like these guys, if Rob calls you back and says I won't be on it.
I'm not.
Put him on, yeah.
So if Rob's not on it, we're down to eight.
Are we limited to these, is it too late, is the application process closed?
Yeah, I gave them till the end of the month.
Okay.
This is the ones that volunteered.
Mm-hmm. Is it inappropriate to suggest somebody then? I mean, for us to, since it's been opened up.
I don't think, I mean, you can suggest it, you wanna contact them, say you wanna serve on it.
You're already suggesting a chamber staff person and a zoning appeals rep. Which neither one of them specifically volunteered.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I got a certain architect in mind that I think would help. Could add to the, you know, to add to the mix, I don't know whether he'll do it.
Oh, I agree.
What about what you said, Bill Kenny, I mean, should he be somebody we, maybe he doesn't know about?
I think
I'd like to see the group be more diverse than three real estate guys and four business owners. You know.
Well, I agree with them. I mean, the project, you know, we also said, okay, you want volunteers, we can get, 12 volunteers, and this is what you had. I mean, if you want to, I'm not going to tell you can't make a phone call on that if you want to volunteer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But as far as Phil Kenny goes, I think that'd be something we would do, bring in as a.
A Expert.
You know, we do the same thing with Doug. You understand what I'm saying, Bruce? You could invite them to come into the meeting representing, you know, being the experts in the field, you know what I mean? And unfortunately, the dynamic was we had some volunteers and we got.
This is what we got.
We're probably outside the box a little bit on. Recommend anybody, I guess. We know the idea was when the chamber represented, I want that to be staff instead of, that's the only thing I felt like it came. So we're all in agreement with 7 plus the 8 would be the zoning appeals, right? And then we'll have 9 if Rob called back.
Rob is with me. Does everybody agree with that? Again, it's Morgan France, zoning appeals rep, Amy Zimmerman, Karen Myers, Mike Kennedy, chamber rep, Smiley and Julie. Add Rob if he's still interested.
Now, are you okay with that, Bruce, if we ask?
You're turning down the citizen, Petrie? You're turning her down?
I'm not saying I turned it down, I'm just trying to put. I mean, we're gonna vote on it, so if somebody wants to put another list, we can look at it.
Well, kind of a question, what's the fallout, right? So, a scrutiny, I'm somebody, like our key logic person, who wants this sign, and I see that the whole board is real estate agents. What's gonna happen with that? I'm just wondering if the process is equitable and how we can help mitigate further issues if we aren't real clear at this moment about who's on this committee. I have no stake in it whatsoever. Just throwing that out. Try to just minimize that because we want everyone to work together. So that could be a possible problem.
We have 3 in real estate.
Karen can be in business or real estate.
I mean, I don't care if we're all there.
Now.
It's just,
yes.
You know, we talked about having 7 as a number, a magic number. Mm-hmm. But like you said, it doesn't, it's not going to make. I just point out, all I did was point out the 2 things from the top and the bottom, and I felt like we're contentious. I never engaged,
Well, can Karen and Karen work together if they're on there together?
I don't know. Can it? I don't know. Is there history there that we don't know? I don't know. I mean, that's kind of why I looked at it like where I was, but I was on the Jimmy side down that far because I knew what.
I don't feel we can. That's our. That we should worry about that. I mean, they volunteered. Petrie. Again, I don't know her, but I mean, she's representing like the only citizen representation we'll have on a board. To call Morgan a citizen. I mean, I think Morgan needs to be on her. Don't get me wrong, but he's more of a POA rep than he is a private citizen. I think.
Well, what would be the problem with just using all of them?
Everybody.
Just put everyone on.
We've already struck Billy Weisgerber, so just use them all.
You've got 10.
Well, it makes
11
if
you add the
zoning
appeals
board. Mm-hmm. So you have an odd number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. And that's the simplest way to do it, because I don't like to pick anybody anyway.
I'll make a motion to accept all.
Except for Bill.
Are you including Billy in that group?
No.
Including Bill.
Right. The other 11 that we, assuming everybody will accept that position.
Well, I agree, that's the best way to do it, but
I like that better than knocking out 1 or 2. I'm not knocking out 1 person with a violation.
Well, I agree, I'm not. Yeah. The problem is when you have 11 people, 12 people, you have a, it's like herding cats.
Yeah, look at us trying to make a decision. For example.
Yeah. All right.
You're knocked out, Tony, though.
So here's the motion, as I understand. Jim Swanee Bart, the motion is Amy, Rob, Karen, Smiley, Karen, Mike, Chamber, Julie, Morgan, and Jim Mascaris.
Plus the zoning board.
Zoning appeals board. Everybody understand the motion?
Yes.
Second?
I second it.
Got a second? Any further discussion?
If anybody drops out, and if anybody drops out, we probably won't replace them unless we.
No, no, we're not replacing. Volunteer, you know.
Right.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? So moved.
Alright.
That was the easiest way to do it, I know, but it's, you try to. I got a little complicated there, you know.
Had to muddy the water.
Yes.
When do you anticipate announcing that you're ready and starting the process?
Well, that's the next item on the agenda. We will, the next item on your agenda is the guidance document. So I wrote this as per the commissioner's request to give some guidance to this group. You don't just throw them out there without any guidance. Specifically, one of the things they were looking for is for you to give your vision of how you would like signage to be handled in the watershed. So this letter does a number of things. It first thanks them for volunteering. It highlights four specific topic areas that I think we've covered before. The Reed versus Gilbert Supreme Court ruling, temporary signage, digital signage, and sign height regulations. If you think of anything else that they need to cover, those are the big four that I had down in my notes. Next, it talks about the fact that there would be two staff members assigned from my office, one being myself, the other Bruce Metz, and that I would bring in experts, specifically in relation to the law, which will be Mike Getty, and then the existing and future technology trends within the sign industry, that would be the sign industry representative that we would bring in to speak with them, and anybody else that they feel they need to talk to. We can make that arrangement for them. The recommendation is then for that group to assign a chair, and that chair would be responsible for coming to each of your meetings and discussing with you what they had come up with, so that's your opportunity to influence along the way. It also recommends that the committee meet twice a month for a four-month period, with the end goal being April 3rd. That would mean doing two meetings starting in December, two in January, two in February, you know how that goes. So it comes out to 8. The very last paragraph has to do with finding the balance in the vision, and frankly what I did was I took that most of it from the existing ordinance, so unless you object to any of that, that's fine. The first sentence says that the Planning Commission tasked you and your fellow members with finding a balanced system of signage in the watershed, and then it quotes the Deep Creek Watershed Zoning Ordinance specifically by saying that the signs perform an important function to identify residences and businesses. However, some control of signs is necessary to promote the community safety and general welfare. And then it lists 5 things that we look at. Property values, lessening safety hazards, preventing unsightly and detrimental development, excessive size of the signs, and protecting scenic qualities for economic well-being. So those are the things that are in the current ordinance. I think that pretty much sums up where the thought process was for the vision of signage for the watershed previously. So unless you object to that vision in some way, that's what I propose we use.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna ask the committee to make a final recommendation by X date?
April 3rd, 2019. That gives them 8 meetings total, starting in December, running through March, unless you feel they need more than that. Of course, and at any time they can say, oh, we're gonna be done sooner, we're gonna need more time and come to you with that. But is this okay for guidance? Them started.
I think so. I think it's important that we start with the same guidelines as the last framework take into consideration new technologies and things like that, but I think it's important that we start with the fundamentals of workforce, so forth.
It's not dragging out too long, so business owners could bring do something by May, potentially.
Yeah, like Karen said the last time, it doesn't do her any good to go get a permit for a sign at this point, because it might all change. So things are kind of going to be in limbo for a while for business owners until it's settled. So.
Am I allowed to say anything about political signs?
I'd rather you didn't.
Not for 4 years.
Give us one day off.
Yes.
You know, get back to the forward lights in front of you, you know what I'm saying?
So the idea is that over the next month, I will get this letter and the committee all notified. I will contact the chamber to ensure that we get a staff person. We'll narrow down who it is for the Zoning Appeals Board and get it all fleshed out over the course of this month and get them up and running on dates to start with. And locations for meetings, you know, the logistics of the whole thing.
I always like to have the nice thing about the chamber, you can have it there in that conference room, which is nice.
Right.
That way, you know, it's down in the middle of the road, everything's right there.
Centrally located.
Yeah.
Right.
Anything else?
Not for
anybody
my
else? December, what, 5th?
Yes, December 5th. Earl, do you have any further questions?
Yeah.
Did that last bit answer? Okay. All right. Okay.
See you
are we
later.
Adjourning? Are we officially adjourning,
yeah,
Tony?
We need some food or something.
Oh, sorry.
Officially adjourned, Tony. Meeting is officially adjourned? Okay.
This shows county commission. Yeah, county commission. Staff, and then you've got chairperson, also has secretary. The secretary.